Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, November 2nd. Owen Sound has a new fire chief. Council approved a recommendation at its meeting last night to direct staff to bring forward a bylaw to appoint Phil Eagleson as the fire chief effective November 22nd. Eagleson has served as Saugeen Shores fire chief and director of protective services since 2008. He has spent the last 22 years of his career working in fire protection service, starting as a volunteer firefighter in Saugeen Shores in 1999. Grey Bruce OPP are reminding parents to check their children's Halloween candy to ensure it's safe to eat. Yesterday, OPP received a report from a parent about a sharp object that was located in a box of candy their child received while trick-or-treating. According to police, the parents discovered the object after noting the box containing the candy appeared to be tampered with. In an OPP-supplied photo, it looks like a pin in a small box of Smarties. Police believe the box of candy was handed out in the Wyarton area sometime on Halloween night. If you have any information, call Grey Bruce OPP or Crime Stoppers. Bruce County has lifted its pandemic state of emergency order. It was originally declared back in March 2020. Many other communities have already declared their emergencies over. Bruce County says it's asking all residents and businesses to continue following the health measures laid out in the Ontario government's roadmap to reopen plan. A Thornbury business has won the Stand with Owners contest by TELUS. Debbie Oakley of Goldsmith's Farm and Bakery, along with three generations of family members that operate the business, have earned $10,000 in funding from the Canadian telecommunications company. The Stand with Owners contest was designed to support small businesses through the COVID-19 pandemic. Goldsmith's Farm Market and Bakery has been part of the community for 60 years, evolving from a roadside stand to the on-the-farm specialty store it is today. Meaford is applying to the Ontario government's Connecting Links program in hopes of securing funding for the rehabilitation of Sykes Street North. The municipality will be seeking a grant of just over $538,000 for the project. Construction is expected to get underway in 2023. At the UN World Climate Summit COP26 in Glasgow, over 100 countries pledged to end deforestation by 2030. They've also pledged to cut methane emissions by 30% by 2030. Britain and India have launched a plan called the Green Grids Initiative to improve the connections between the world's power grids to promote renewable and affordable energy. It involves a large-scale increase in solar and wind power farms on international grids. That was backed by more than 80 countries. U.S. President Joe Biden announced the First Movers Coalition to build private sector demand to increase innovation in clean energy technology. About 24 of the world's largest and most innovative companies will be part of it, representing shipping, natural resources, transportation, and other industries. Some of the world's billionaires say they'll chip in. Amazon's Jeff Bezos pledged $2 billion from his Bezos Earth Fund to reduce land erosion. Microsoft founder Bill Gates signed a deal with the European Union that aims to provide up to half the finances for the creation of affordable green technologies. It's called the EU Catalyst Partnership. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 77 points. The Dow Jones is up 138 points. Our dollar is trading at 80.61 U.S. cents, down 23 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $83.50, down 55 cents a barrel. In sports, in Major League Ball, the World Series continues. The Atlanta Braves are in Houston to play the Astros. The Braves lead the best of seven series 3-2. The first pitch is at 8:09. If the Astros win tonight, the seventh and deciding game will be played tomorrow night in Houston. In the NHL, 9 games tonight, including the Toronto Maple Leafs hosting the Vegas Golden Knights. The Leafs have won 2 in a row. Game time is 7 o'clock. Also tonight, the Detroit Red Wings visit Montreal. Ottawa is in Minnesota. Winnipeg hosts Dallas. Calgary hosts Nashville. And the New York Rangers visit the Vancouver Canucks. In the NBA, 5 games tonight, including the Miami Heat at Dallas to face the Mavericks. The Toronto Raptors will be in Washington tomorrow night to face the Wizards. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.